Finder, what did you most like your team was able to share tomorrow, especially given the adjustments that were made throughout the lineup?
Yeah, no, it was good. Thought Wheels was really strong in the middle. Seemed like every line felt like they had a good game, and felt like top to bottom everyone contributed. So, yeah, it was a good team win yesterday. It's probably one of the most complete games we played thus far this year.
Continuity is such a big thing on this game, the penalty kill. But when you have the kind of changer that you guys had, how important is it just to be able to throw you and Adam Lowry kind of open doors to start on the penalty kills like Paul?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of familiarity between the two of us, and we've killed a lot, so easy to read off each other, good in the face-off circle, which always helps. But yeah, our aggressiveness and ability to not let other teams get set up has been really important for us these last few games.
Was there momentum from line to line to line last night when one shift was out there, the next shift kind of followed?
Yeah, it felt like that probably the first time this year, where it was just, you know, we were kind of felt like we were rolling over the boards and you know, playing the type of hockey we wanted to be played. It wasn't, like you said, there's some continuity where we didn't feel like we were disconnected. So that's important to have, especially to build as the season goes on. So yesterday was definitely a step in the right direction.
Defense was a big focus at training camp, and it's carried over into the regular season. Do you feel as a five-man unit, whoever's out there, you guys are better at defending inside your own blue line right now than you were maybe in game number one?
Yeah, I think something that we've definitely gotten better at. Well, game one was kind of a tough one for us. So,
that's just a starting point.
No, I feel like our D are more comfortable in terms of using their speed to get the proper gap. And obviously, Helly's been fantastic in that too. So a combination can kind of, you know, push the team along for a while, but we got to make sure that, you know, we stay within our details and within our structure and making sure that everything gets sorted out coming back into our zone, because that's when we, you know, have problems.
Maybe expound on that and the confidence that you have playing in front of Connor Hellebuyck right now.
Yeah, a lot. I was in a dark place for a second there last game when I had the turnover, and he made a fantastic save on Horvat. So, yeah, he's just been lights out. He's been able to, you know, it's probably happened to every guy, you know, whether it's a turnover or a mistake in the D zone, he's kind of bailed everybody out at some point. So just having him play the way he's playing right now is huge for our team's confidence.
Finally, this Dallas team, you'll see them five times, twice this month, twice in December, and then one more time in March. I mean, you could really get an upper hand early before you get to the new year on these guys and maybe push them below the playoff line if you have some success early.
Yeah, I guess we haven't really talked too much about them yet, but, you know, anytime Central Division opponent playing four or five times, it's important to get off to a fast start against those teams. So, yeah, we'll probably take a look at those guys tomorrow morning and kind of look at, you know, the way they've structured their lines, because I have no idea what they're looking like right now. But they got dangerous players up front. I saw Klingberg's out for a little bit, which is such an important part of their back end. So we'll want to make sure that they're trying to, or we're playing in the offensive zone and making them defend us.